today on The Word of Truth Revealed.
Try to work with someone who talked about you in the street. And when they say, I want to come home, you roll out the red carpet and allow them to come home and sit at the same table with you and eat. Well, the Word says it. And let me tell you something about the Word. If you even try to do what the Word say, He releases grace to help you to do it. Because God knows I need some grace, especially when I'm looking at a Judas. Jesus did it, even washed the man's feet. And we always talk about, I love the Lord, and He heard my cry. We don't have enough power to blow our nose.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Divine Guidance. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Psalms 119, verses 130 through 133.
Verse 130. I need you to put the flower down now and listen. I need you to listen. Psalm 119, the poetic book of Psalm 119, verse 130. We'll read down to verse 133, and then in a few different versions, read verse 133 as we set the foundation for this teaching. Psalm 119, verse 130 through 133, the entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. I opened my mouth and panted, for I longed for thy commandments. Look thou upon me, and be merciful unto me, as thou usest to do unto those that love thy name. Verse 133, order my steps in thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. Verse 133, NIV, direct my steps according to your word. Let no sin rule over me. New Living Translation, verse 133, guide my steps by your word, so I will not be overcome by evil. Amplified version of the Bible, establish my steps and direct them by means of your word. Let not any iniquity have dominion over me. I'm reminded of what God told Cain. If you do well, will well not go along with you? But if you do not well, sin lies at the door. And you should rule over it, but it will have dominion over you. I'm about to launch a series this morning on Mother's Day. I wanted to preach something to mommies, sweet mommies. The Lord said, mommies need to order their steps in the word. So I'm going to deal with it today. Order My Steps is the series. Today's message is entitled Divine Guidance. Say it with me, divine guidance. There's a guidance that needs to come not from intuition or from experience, but it should come from the order that comes when we submit to the word. Father, I give you praise and thanks for the series that's coming, that's burning in my soul. I honor you today. I bless you for mommies. Thank you for Pastor, my wife, and this family. I give you praise for my child, who is now a mother. And I'm asking you to touch her in even the more. Give her motherly instincts, that she would always be careful and follow the example of her mother, and all of the mothers that came out before her. And for all young mothers, Father, I pray that they would have a mentor or a guide, even by your word, but a person that they can go to get some direction. For the mothers who have no mother, but yet are mothers, I pray for them as well. I pray that you would strengthen the motherless, those whose mothers have passed on, Father, those who were raised without mothers. And Father, I praise you, without nurturing, without a gentle voice, a steady hand, a routine and a system. I pray now for your grace and mercy. Even now, the disorder needs order and structure. Bring it into existence. And Father, I thank you for the rotation. Thank you for the redundancy, but also the discipline that will come out of this teaching as we align ourselves with you. Have your way, Father. Let miracle signs and wonders follow them which believe. We will get the glory, and you get the glory, and we get the growth in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Did you put your flowers down? So let's clap our hands for the word of the Lord. I'm really excited about this teaching. I believe the Holy Spirit spoke to me last week and told me what to do. And I know that I need to launch a campaign that will come under the canopy of this word, and that is order my steps. Pastor and I was listening to a song, and it just resonated in my soul. And without having the gift of singing, I stood before you last week, and I began to sing this song. I believe the Holy Spirit was on it because it resonated in our church in both services. 5-6 people may have joined the church. Several, I believe, gave their heart to the Lord. And I believe God wanted me to teach this in a practical way so our church can get it. It's more than a song. It's the word of God right out of Psalm 119 and 133. Order my steps in your word. And I believe the Lord wants me to unpack it and to expand it. And I'm asking those who are prophetic and those who understand the Lord and his teaching that really want to do something for God, want to be special, want to stand out. I want to make sure that we get the word in us, because nothing should make you stand out. No gift, no talent, no voice tone, no complexion. Nothing should make you stand out but the word. If you really want to be popular in the kingdom, get the word in your heart. I can preach. I know the word. But my job isn't complete if I'm the only one in this room that know it and everybody's impressed with me. You need to make it personal. Lord, order my steps, not order his steps. Order my steps in your word. In other words, every step should have illumination. Through the whole process of you getting saved, from getting saved, all the way to the time when someone lowers you in the ground, your whole life should be a connection, a continuance of when you came out of the womb of the Spirit, you started walking in the word of God. Learning a new language, developing a new mindset, and him giving luminosity to your path as you move forward. He wants you to be so close to him that every step has light. Every step has light. Glory to God. And I'm so excited about it. The lyrics of the song goes like this: order my steps in your word, dear Lord. Lead me, guide me. Every day, send your anointing. Father, I pray, order my steps in your word, please. Order my steps in your word. Humbly, I ask thee to teach me your will. While you are working, help me be still. Though Satan is busy, God is real. Order my steps in your word. Please order my steps in your word. Bridle my tongue. Let my words edify. Let the words of my mouth be acceptable in thy sight. Take charge of my thoughts, both day and night. Please order my steps in your word. Please order my steps in your word. I want to walk worthy. My calling to fulfill. Please order my steps, Lord, and I'll do your blessed will. The world is ever changing. I can't wait until I preach that. The world is ever changing, but Jesus, you always remain the same. But you are still the same. If you order my steps, I will praise your name. Lord, help me, Jesus. It goes on redundantly to say, the world is ever changing, but you're still the same. Order my steps. I will praise your name. Order my tongue in your word. Guide my feet in your word. Wash my heart in your word. Show me how to walk in your word. Show me how to talk in your word. When I need a brand new song to sing, show me how to let your praises ring in your word. Come on, in your word. Please order my steps in your word. Order my steps in your word. A lot of us are saved in our own eyes, and we have what we will do, what we won't do, and how we feel in our own eyes, but it doesn't even register in heaven. It's not even according to the word. We haven't tried to do what the word said, because when you put a knife against your flesh or the word is a lamp under my feet, but it's also a sword. And when it touches your flesh, there's going to be a prick. There's going to be something that you feel when you have to obey God. If God told us to do something and it was always easy, the world would be doing it. But there are things he tells us to do that's difficult to flesh. And it's still a part of the order of God's word. And we need to do it. I've had people to leave this church and come back and ask me for forgiveness. And I've done an entire service for reconciliation. Do you think that's easy? Well, you do it. Let somebody that you're in covenant with break it, and they go away and talk about you. And then they say, I want to come home. What would you do? If you order your step in the word, you got to roll out the red carpet and model redemption. You think it's easy? Try it. Try something. Try to work with someone who talked about you in the street. And when they say, I want to come home, you roll out the red carpet and allow them to come home and sit at the same table with you and eat. Well, the word says it. And let me tell you something about the word. If you even try to do what the word says, he releases grace to help you to do it. Because God knows I need some grace. Especially when I'm looking at a Judas. Jesus did it. Even washed the man's feet. And we always talk about, I love the Lord, and he heard my cry. We don't have enough power to blow our nose. And God wants us to get to a place where we're modeling his word, his works, his will. And so I'm going to be teaching from the lyrics of that song. As the Lord gives me, unpacks revelation knowledge, it will flow freely. I already know. I can feel it in my soul. Amen. Let me get to it today, because I don't want to get ahead of myself. The power is powerful. Order my steps in your word. The NIV says, direct my footsteps. The New Living Translation says, guide my steps. So order is also direction. It's also guidance. Psalm 119, verse 133 in the Amplified says, establish my steps. So I got order, direct, guide, establish. Order, direct, guide, and establish. Order my steps, direct my path, guide me, and establish my going. I like David, man. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he heard my cry. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He put a new song in my mouth. He established my going or my steps. Order My Steps is a series that starts today in the context of God's word. Establishment refers to being firmly rooted. Establishment refers to being firmly rooted and secure, unwavering, unflagging, unwavering in your faith, unwavering in your understanding of God's truth, which simply means when someone comes with falsity, you're not enticed by it. You're unwavering. You're established. You believe what you believe. And I was talking to the new members on yesterday. And one of the things I shared with them, you don't need to know about every false teaching to have a good understanding about what's false. Some people think they need to acquire more knowledge. If you want to know mathematics, you don't have to learn false mathematics. Just learn mathematics. If you want to learn algebra, then learn algebra. You don't have to learn what the opposite of algebra is. If you want to learn, go deeper into some high-level mathematics, like Dr. Joseph. If you want to get some high-level mathematics in your life, right, you don't have to learn what's false out there. Just learn the principle of mathematics. If you want to know who Jesus is, you don't have to learn about every other deity or false deity. You don't have to tell me what's going on with the black Hebrew Israelites and what's happening with Islam and what's going on with Buddhism and all of these other isms in the world. You don't have to tell me about the Shalites, the Hittites, the Fibolites, or whatever kind of ite. I don't need to know all of them. I need to know kingdomite. If you know who your family is, you don't need to know opposite of that. Just know who your family is and work with it. If you know you're part of Truth Revealed, why do you need to know anything that's false out there? Just get with truth. This is what they do when they train people to recognize false money. They don't give them false money. They give them the real genuine money and make them take a magnifying glass and learn every bit of the genuine money. They have to know every little tit, every little curve, everything that's in the genuine. That when anything false sits up, that they say, that's not real because I've studied the genuine. This is how they train you to recognize anything that's false, by studying the real. Amen. And if I gave you the real thing, hallelujah, if you drunk coke, why do you try to get sample everything else? It is the real thing. And if you ever tasted and see that the Lord is good and you're satisfied, you don't have a hunger to learn everything else. You need to sanctify your imagination so you can come under the will of God. Give God and submit your intellect to the Lord. Order your steps even intellectually, and God will bless you. I acquire knowledge. I believe in it. I love it. But God guided me. He said, I want you to study my word. After the year 2000, it's going to become more prevalent. Because when he gave that to me, it was in the 80s. He said, after the year 2000, what I'm telling you is going to become more prevalent because the times will get darker. You don't have to learn everything, because I wanted to know it all. The reason why I'm telling you, man, I wanted to know. I got a book, man, on Buddhism. I got a book on what happens in the cult. I have a book on, I gathered all of this knowledge, and I was about to dive into it. He said, I don't want you to do that. I want you to know my word. I want you to know it. And he sent a creature to me. I want to say angel, but I was in Tampa, Florida, in a hotel room while Pastor was getting her hair done. And I went into a sleep, but this creature came into the room and covered me with wings and created a tent. And while there, a light shined, and he took me to the scripture and began to say, repeat after me, in the beginning was the word. And I said, in the beginning was the word. And the word was with God. And the word was with God. And the word was God. And he took me through the scripture like that. It seemed like eternity. It may have been 2 hours, but it seemed like eternity. When I woke up, it folded its wings and went out the window. And then he spoke to me and said, establish truth, reveal. I'm sending you forth. And the weight of what I had on my shoulder when I was in a different city lifted off of me. I didn't know what to do. He said, go south and I will open it up for you. So I obeyed him, and I was a young man, but I did what he told me to do. And the evidence of what he told me to do is in this room today. And if you ever want God to manifest in your life, you're going to have to let him visit you. And he told me, do not go after knowledge. Don't even preach to intellect. Preach to their soul and to their hearts. So I'm not trying to razzle and dazzle you with clever words of man wisdom, trying to teach you philosophy. So you'll say, man, my pastor's smart. No, I'm taking you straight to the core. His name is Jesus. It's very simple. Lay down everything else. Pick up the words so you can be directed and established, and you can have all of the things that he has for you. I'm watching people spin, man. They don't know where they're going. And the Lord just reminded me, teach them to order their steps in the word, and I will help them. Please help us, Lord. So establishment refers to firmly being rooted or firmly secured, being firmly secured or unwavering in your faith and understanding about God's truth. It's also about building strong foundation, a strong foundation on the word. Psalm 11, verse 3, if the foundations be destroyed, then what can the righteous do? If the principle is no more, what can the righteous do? We've got a whole generation of people that know nothing about the precepts of God. There's no teaching priest in the midst. Everybody's going after self-helps and self-development, because the goal is to have a lot of money, but you can get all of that and lose your soul. That's why it's important for you to know what the word says. What does it profit a man to gain the whole world and at the end lose his soul? Then he asks a question, oh, what will a man give in exchange for his soul? Well, for many of us, we sold our soul out for pennies. We didn't even put a value on it. When it's the most precious things that you have. It is not the diamond or the emerald. It is not the stone that's in your ring. It is your soul. What God gave you, it is priceless. But what would you give in exchange for it? If you know the word, Esau gave it up just for some pottage. Oh my God, man. What would you exchange yours for? Or what have you exchanged it for? Many of us have given and exchanged our soul for a lot less. And God wants you to see value. He gave you something. It's called your soul. And it's very, 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 very valuable. Yes. Glory, hallelujah. Bless you, mommy. Mommy taking care of children. That girl carrying child, carrying a baby, taking, listening to the word. This is the kind of atmosphere, man, that I love in the house. That's why I always say, son, love your wife, man, keep building up your family. No matter where you are around the world, we will always be connected. Glory to God. Husband's in the military and he needs some fortification, and his wife is carrying a baby and she's also carrying a child, and she's here on Mother's Day. And she wants to listen to the word, but the baby needs to be changed. She needs her steps as she's carrying and holding. She needs her step ordered by the Lord. And she need a man that can see it all and still touch God and help her along the way. Not abandon her while she's carrying all of that. Glory to God, hallelujah. Blessed be his name. I believe God wants this society to know who he is. So thank God that you went to college. You know what? Your parents said, I want my child to have what I didn't have. So I'm going to make sure they go to college, but don't go and become an educated, ignorant fool. You go to college and all of a sudden you forget where you were raised and who your people are. You don't even know who you are. You're moving and shaking. You don't even know. You don't even want to talk about your God. That's why God had me in your life, to bring you back to order. Because we're going to need him.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For a replay of today's message, Divine Guidance, visit the media section on the Truth Revealed app or our website at www.truthrevealed.org.
Married and engaged couples, don't miss the Hearts Intertwined session on Saturday, May 17th at 7 p.m. in the sanctuary. Childcare is provided. The Believer's Enrichment Spiritual Training Best Class for New Believers starts Saturday, May 17th at noon at the Alliance Building. Sign up on the mobile app or scan the QR code in the foyer. Email best@truthrevealed.org for more information.
Young adults aged 20 to 39, Truth Revealed is the place to be every fourth Friday at 7 p.m. Join Focus on Friday, May 23rd to connect, fellowship, and discover your purpose. Scan the QR code in the foyer and get involved. Registration is now open for VBS 2025, Hip Hop Hope 2.0. Taking place from Monday, July 21st to Friday, July 24th for children in grades 2 through 6. Register and purchase your t-shirt through the TR Mobile app. For more information, email bbs@truthrevealed.org. Don't miss this exciting week of faith, fun, and learning.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
The WWBC 1510 AM radio, the Christian voice of Brevard, has an official Facebook page. Check it out, like our posts, and leave a comment and follow us as well on WWBC 1510 AM radio.